Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In holy baptism, Dennis Meyer was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul writes, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Let us pray. Almighty God, those who die in the Lord still live with you in joy and blessedness. We give you heartfelt thanks for the grace you have bestowed on your servants who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors, including our beloved brother Dennis. May we, with all who have died in the true faith, have perfect fulfillment and joy in your eternal and everlasting glory through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations, the third chapter. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone in silence when it is laid on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes, and let him be filled with insults. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. A reading from 2 Corinthians 5. Paul writes, "For we know that if the tent, which is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. Our gospel reading comes from John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Carol, Steve, Gary, cousins, extended family, and friends, I'm sorry about your loss. I'm sorry about the loss of a brother, of an uncle, of a great uncle, cousin, friends, and relative. Dennis will be missed greatly. I'm going to miss seeing him at his spot in the last pew. As many of you know, Dennis was a bright guy and a planner, and he made my job rather easy this morning. He prepared the entire service. And when I say entire, I mean entire. He picked out all of the hymns, the organist, the solos, the soloist, and two of the readings. He let me pick the other two. The hymns and readings that were chosen meant a lot to Dennis, and they impacted his life greatly. And I thought I would organize my message around the readings that he had chosen and how they were seen in his life. And as I prepared this message, and as I had a chance to talk and visit with some of you, I saw these truths evident in the life of Dennis. That God was with Dennis, that God loved him, and that he has a home with his Savior. God was with Dennis. One of the things that I learned about Dennis this week that I found really interesting was that he liked to travel. Dennis was a world traveler. He traveled to Europe and went to places like Amsterdam, Paris, Germany, England. He also went to the Holy Land as well. He even made a few treks to Africa too. And it's neat to think of Dennis going to these places. But he also enjoyed traveling here in the United States as well, whether that would be going with Carol and Steve in their fifth wheel camping, or whether that would be going to Elbow Lake in Cook, Minnesota, where you guys would fish and catch walleye and then later cook them up. Dennis loved traveling, but he didn't just love traveling to other places, though. He lived in other places too. Born in Glenwood, Wisconsin, his family later moved to the east side of St. Paul, where they attended Our Savior's Lutheran Church. They later moved here to the Como area and began to attend Emmaus. As you know, Dennis went to Austin for 20 years, and there he became a Longhorn fan, and there he learned to enjoy barbecues and other Texas things, like those big Texas hats as well. But wherever Dennis traveled or lived, or whatever happened in his life, God was with him. His relationship with God began at his baptism, where he was united with Christ, buried with him, and raised again to new life. It was there that he was given the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. And this is depicted for us with the white funeral pall this morning. It reminds us that he is clothed in Christ's righteousness, that he is forgiven of his sin. It was at his baptism that he was made God's child and given the promises that belong to them, forgiveness and eternal life. And we've been given these same promises too through our baptism and through faith in Jesus. Wherever Dennis went, whether that would be Africa, Amsterdam, or Austin, God was with him. And no matter whatever the circumstances, he was there, and he was there with his grace and his mercy and his love. He was with him at his death. Unfortunately, Dennis had died alone, but recall the words of Psalm 23, a text that Dennis had chosen for us this day. King David writes, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The one who loved him, the one who rose for him, the one who died for him and saved him was with him. The one who conquered death was with him every step of the way. He walked with Dennis as he went from the valley of death to eternal life with Christ in heaven. God was with Dennis in times of adversity, in times of sickness. He was with Dennis in the good. God was with him throughout his entire life. He was with Dennis with his mercy and grace and salvation. And he's with us through faith with the same gifts. And he will be with us as we mourn, grieve, and work through his loss. God was with our brother Dennis. But we see that he was not just with him. He also loved Dennis as well. I met with Carol and Gary on Saturday to go through the service and to get a few details that was necessary. And I asked them a few questions to help me with my sermon. And one of the questions that I asked them was this: what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Dennis? And the response surprised me because it was both instantaneously, and they both gave me the same answer. It's probably not very common when two siblings can come up with the same answer for another sibling. But it was a good answer. They responded, "Big heart." They said Dennis had a big heart. That was the first thing that came to their mind. Gary said he had a heart the size of Texas. And as you know, everything is bigger in Texas. Dennis was a very loving person. He was generous and would stop what he was doing if you needed a hand. It was who he was and what he would do. He wanted everyone to be happy. He loved his family and took care of it well. He took care of his parents, his great aunt Claire, and he watched over his brother and sister. He enjoyed coffee with Gary every day. He considered his nieces and nephews to be his own. He was the anchor of the family. He was the glue. Dennis was very loving, but he was also well-loved too, wasn't he? But this love wasn't just limited to people. He had a love for God as well. For years, he served on the worship committee here at Emmaus, and he is well known for how he would decorate the sanctuary for Christmas and Easter. And if you haven't seen it, you got to. It's beautiful. It's stunning. And we still decorate the sanctuary today based off of the way that Dennis had done it. He would order the flowers, set up the meals, and take care of all of the details that decorating calls for. He always wanted the church, God's house, to look nice for her two most important holidays, Easter and Christmas. However, the love that Dennis had for others and the love that he had for God paled in comparison to the love that God had for him. And for us, listen to what Jeremiah writes in Lamentations 3. He says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." This is even echoed in Psalm 23 again. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." God's love for us and for Dennis will never end. It will never stop. There's nothing we can do to change it or to stop it or to be separated from it. Death cannot do a thing. And the same goes for his mercy and care. God's mercy and goodness is constant. It's sure. It's tested. It's tried. It's true. His steadfast love and mercy was shown to Dennis throughout his life and to us as God sent us his son to die in our place and to rise for us. For nothing says, "I love you, I care for you, I am faithful to you, I am there for you, I am with, I am for you," like God sending us his son, Jesus. These verses are true for us in Christ. And while Dennis love others and God, God's love for him and for us in Christ is greater and better than anything we can imagine or experience. Dennis and we are loved by God. And as a people who are loved by God, we have a home with him as well. Dennis loved his home. His home meant a lot to him. And I have to say it was quite nice. It was always nice, neat, and tidy whenever I would come to visit. And I'm convinced it was not because the pastor was coming over. It seemed to be just the person he was. And his home was always decorated with beautiful and stunning works of art with furniture that complemented it as well. It was kind of like going to a museum in a way. As we know, Dennis was good at decorating. But as he approached the end of his life, he often told me how he wanted to be at home. He didn't want to be at a hospice place, but rather the comfort, security, peace, and safety of his own home. God had granted him that, but he had something else better in mind for him, for a man who loved home. God had a better place prepared and ready for him. He had a new home in mind. It's a place better than his beautifully decorated home on Arona Street. It's a place better than the family vacation spot at Elbow Lake, and a place better than Texas with its barbecues. It's a place with him in heaven. It's a place with his departed loved ones in the faith. A place with his mom and dad, Richard and Virginia, his grandparents, Al and May, and his great aunt, Claire. This place was prepared for him by Christ, as we heard in our reading. And this was another text that Dennis wanted us to hear this day. Jesus said, "There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." Dennis has a place. He has a home with God because of his death and resurrection. He has a place with Jesus because of his victory over sin, death, the devil, and the grave. Death has no victory over us. It doesn't have victory over Dennis. Death has lost its sting. Dennis is with Jesus and is enjoying eternal bliss, peace, and comfort with him. He is free from those breathing problems and those horrible oxygen tanks and its cords. He is free from the restriction of movement. He is free from the pills and medications and pain of it all. He's with his Savior and enjoying his life with him. Dennis has a home with Christ, and through faith, we do as well. This will be our future one day, too. So reflect on Dennis's life this morning. We really do see those truths evident, don't we? That God was with Dennis wherever he went, with whatever he faced. That Dennis was deeply loved by God, so much so that he gave up his prized possession so that Dennis would be his and be with him forever. And that Dennis has a home with God, a place with him in heaven. God was and is good to Dennis, and he's good to us. His mercies are new every morning, even on days like these. In his name, amen. And let's end with a blessing. Now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, the one who has conquered over the grave. Amen. I invite you to stand as we continue our service by confessing our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. We confess the faith of our brother Dennis by saying, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection, the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue our service with prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Hear us, Lord. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and that through the grave and gate of death we may pass with him to our joyful resurrection. Hear us, Lord. Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that your Holy Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days. Hear us, Lord. Grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Hear us, Lord. Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Hear us, Lord. Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, family and friends of Dennis Meyer, that they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the comfort of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love. Hear us, Lord. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand or believe, and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. Hear us, Lord. Please be seated as our soloist sings the Lord's Prayer. Please stand for the Nunc Dimittis. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And receive the blessing of the Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May he look upon you with his countenance and favor and give you his peace. Amen. Before we sing our closing hymn, I'd like to make a quick announcement. For those who are not going to be going with us to the cemetery immediately following the service, you are welcome to go downstairs and to begin the luncheon in the social hall. We remain standing as we sing our closing hymn, Abide With Me, hymn 878.